This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Senator Bernie Sanders is running for a third term in the U.S. Senate. He'll be on the primary ballot next Tuesday, seeking the Democratic nomination. For the past 6 weeks, we've been interviewing most of the statewide major party candidates. Earlier this week, I spoke to Senator Sanders, and I started off by asking him the reasons why he's seeking another term in the Senate.
Well, sadly, at the top of the list is the need to defeat the agenda of the most reactionary president in the modern history of the United States of America. So on one hand, what I'm doing is trying to defeat the divisiveness, the racism, the sexism, the homophobia, the religious bigotry, the incredible anti-environmental policies that come out of the Trump administration. That's what we're doing on one hand. On the other hand, we are fighting for an agenda, Bob, that works for the needs of ordinary Vermonters, the idea of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's now $7.25 at the federal level. That is an idea now that's popping up and passing all over this country, and I certainly hope it will pass here in Vermont. The idea of guaranteeing health care to all people as a right through a Medicare for All, a single-payer program, is an idea now that, as you may know, is just catching on all across this country.
Can you assure Vermont voters that if you're elected, you will serve out a full six-year term?
Well, I have been asked, I think what you're asking me in, in a rather roundabout way, is whether or not I intend to be running for president of the United States. And what I have said to the many people who have asked me that is I honestly don't know. Right now, my focus is on winning re-election to the United States Senate. And being the very best Vermont senator that I can be. But I have not yet made a decision as to whether or not I will be running for president.
Senator, you mentioned many issues where you strongly disagree with President Trump, but you both oppose the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA as it's known, and you both say you support fair trade practices. So have the president's trade policies been good for this country?
No, I don't think they have been. I think Trump is right in recognizing the fact that for many decades now, our trade policies have worked to benefit the CEOs of large multinational corporations, and they have been to the detriment of ordinary workers here in Vermont, where we have seen plants shut down and go abroad because of the attractiveness of low-wage workers in China and Mexico and in other countries. On the other hand, I think what Trump is attempting to do is very chaotic. Canada, for example, and other allies who in some ways pay their workers higher wages than we do are not our trading enemies. So I don't think what we have seen from the Trump administration is a consistent trade policy on behalf of workers.
Let's look at the state of the economy. Unemployment is very low. Tens of thousands of jobs have been added in the last 12 months. The economy grew by roughly 4% in the last quarter. That's a big, big increase. Doesn't President Trump deserve some of the credit for this?
Well, that's a very fair question. But let's look at what's going on globally and understand that since the terrible, the horrific 2008 Wall Street crash, what we have seen year after year is a continuous growth of private sector jobs. So that was true under Obama, who inherited an economy where we were losing some 800,000 jobs in a very short period of time. So what you're also seeing is Germany having an unemployment rate lower than we do, Japan unemployment rate lower than we do. In Canada and the United Kingdom, their unemployment rate is at a 40-year low. So what you are seeing all over the world, in most countries, not all, is a recovery, constant recovery from the disaster of 2008. On the other hand, Bob, you're right in talking about a low unemployment rate in Vermont and in America. That's true. But what we should also be focusing on is that for the average American worker, real inflation accounted for wages are continuing to decline. Roughly speaking, inflation is going up by about 2.9%. Wages are going up by 2.7%. So for the average person, the average American worker, they're still falling further and further behind. And in this economy, in which Trump gave well over $1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1%, drove up the deficit enormously. What we continue to see are people are working for horrifically low wages. We see 30 million people without any health insurance. We see people not being able to make it on $12,000, $13,000 a year Social Security. So to answer your question, the global economy is doing better. The American economy is doing better. Unemployment is low. But for many American workers, they're still working longer hours for low wages than they used to.
Senator, some of your Democratic colleagues are calling for the impeachment of President Trump at this time. Do you support that effort?
No, I don't. I mean, I think, especially as a member of the Senate, I'm going to be a judge if there is an impeachment process. The House brings forth impeachment, and the Senate stands in judgment. So it would be absolutely premature for me to be talking about impeachment. As everybody knows, there is an investigation going on right now, led by Bob Mueller, to determine whether or not the Trump campaign was involved in collusion with Russia in order to win their election. And that investigation is going on right now. So I think it would be very premature to be talking about impeachment.
Let me ask you about immigration reform. I'm wondering if you could support a comprehensive package if it included some money for the wall along the Mexican border.
Frankly, I think the wall is a very, very dumb idea. And I think as many Vermonters will remember, Trump told us, guaranteed us during his campaign, is the Mexican government, the Mexican people will be paying for that wall. Well, needless to say, the Mexican people are not paying for the wall. We need strong border security. There's good technology out there that can help us. We have put a lot of money into manpower on the border, but I think for a variety of reasons, the wall does not make sense. On the other hand, I do support, as I trust the people of Vermont know, comprehensive immigration reform. I was outraged, as I think most Americans were, with the Trump administration's policies that we saw, I think it was about a month ago, where they were literally tearing tiny children from the arms of their mother. That is one of the most disgraceful acts I think we have seen by the United States government in a very, very, very long time. And on top of that, Trump did away with the legal protections for 1.8 million young people who were raised in the United States who are currently on or eligible for the DACA program. We're fighting for that. And you got 10 million people in this country who are undocumented who I think should be moving as part of comprehensive immigration reform to a path toward citizenship. And what's interesting, Bob, about this whole issue of immigration, while Trump continues to attack Muslims and he continues to attack Latinos and tries to create an anti-immigrant fervor in this country, the truth is that poll after poll shows overwhelming support to protect the young people in DACA and for comprehensive immigration reform.
What specific gun control measures do you support, and how do you think they will help prevent school shootings?
Look, nobody thinks there is any magical solution to this horrific situation of gun violence in America. But there is common sense legislation that I think the vast majority of the American people support. Number one, we need to improve and expand the registration, the ability of officials in terms of knowing who has guns. We need to do away with the gun show loophole. We need to do away with the straw man provision. I personally have believed for a very long time that we need to do away with the sale and distribution of assault weapons in this country. So those are some of the things that I think can make a difference.
And, Senator, outside of the issues that we've discussed today, what do you think the most important issue is facing Vermonters that simply doesn't get enough attention?
Right now, there are working families now, mom and dad, who go to work, and most families now, both mom and dad go to work, and they can't find a decent quality, affordable child care. Child care workers are grossly underpaid. The other issue that also does not get a lot of attention is the issue of affordable housing. In Chittenden County, and in many parts of this country, it is very hard for a working person to find an apartment or housing that is, in fact, affordable on an ordinary working person's wages. So those are two issues that are very important that I think do not get the attention that they deserve.
Senator Bernie Sanders is seeking a third term in office. Senator, many thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you. Take care.